know we've asked you a lot about it, but what do you just make of the offense right now?
We're struggling. We're just contagious, and we're going through a bad spell right now. But, you know, you're never as bad as you are when it seems like it's your worst. You're never best. It's your best when things are going great. So we got to find a middle ground somewhere, and I think we still are a good offensive team. We're just not showing it right now. We'll get KD back tomorrow, and, you know, hopefully that's a nice boost for us and get a couple good games under our belt, and I think we'll figure this thing out.
How much did not having Marcus out there affect you guys tonight? You guys had four errors, two of them from Pinder at short.
You know, when you haven't played short in a while, it can be a little tough. So he'll be back out there again tomorrow. That's where he's played in, you know, predominantly in his minor league career. It takes a few games to get comfortable.
What did you see from Sean tonight?
You know, a little bit of the same here recently. You know, he had the one bad inning, and it looked like I was going to have to go get him in the third. You know, he ended up giving us five, so we didn't have to use too much from the bullpen today. But just, you know, there are a couple pitches that hurt him, certainly the home run.
How much have you faced some really good pitching, and how much are your own guys getting yourselves out at the plate?
You know, when it goes on for a while, it means we're struggling offensively some. But again, we have guys that are going to hit. It just doesn't look like it right now.
Is there any concern about Sean's velocity? It looks like it's been down a little bit.
Yeah, you know what? It's been down really from the beginning of the year. The part that sometimes concerns me a little bit is when he has a long inning, you're looking at some 88s. I mean, he pitched even the no-hitter game, he was 91. And that's where he starts out. But when he has a long inning, you know, you'll see some 88-point-whatevers. And, you know, whether that's his two-seamer and he's trying to get a ground ball, but we're probably not going to see the 95s anymore, but he's shown that he can pitch what the arsenal he has at the velocity he's throwing right now.
How would you assess Eovaldi, and why was he so successful tonight?
Well, you know, it's a cold night. He's throwing 98 miles an hour. You start with that. He's got a good split, and, you know, he was on us early, and, you know, you got to try to get the head out, and he's throwing some splits and some off counts, and he pitched really well.
Good night. His workload. You've been careful. Is there any concern?
Not at this point. No. I mean, he's pitched quite a bit for us. He's pitching basically at the same velocities that he has been for a while now. You know, I know we used to see him a while ago throw a little bit harder, but that's not the case right now. So we continue to monitor it. You know, there's some times we've gotten him out of there a little bit early, and, you know, it looked like today. You know, I might have gotten him in the third at one more hitter, but he was able to give us five and, you know, continue to work for his next start.
Is that something that he selectively chooses to do, or is that just what it is?
What?
His velocity.
If he could throw 96, he'd throw 96.
Good.
All right.
Thank you.